then sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What sounded like a better idea when I said I wanted to start the show with that. But
what is that?
That's the Daughtry song, Gone Too Soon. Remember we talked to Daughtry a couple months ago, and today would have been my grandson's 8th birthday. And I've told you, and I know that you know that I don't, you know, make stuff up, but that every time I hear that song, I tear up.
Yeah.
And so I really didn't think that one out when I said, let's start the show with it, because I'm tearing up. But, yeah, 8 years ago today, it would have been a Sunday. It was right after a UFC, a big UFC out west. I want to say it was in Denver. And, you know, I don't listen to the news.
Yeah.
I have not watched a news program in 3 or 4 years. I did not know until 2 minutes ago when the news ran before the show that the Denver Broncos are selling.
Yeah, yeah. I heard about it last week, and it kind of took me by surprise, too.
I live under a rock.
Yeah, I do, too, sometimes.
Well, and you know,
Walmart.
The internet is...
It is. That's who they're selling to.
Yeah, the owners of Walmart.
The
yeah.
internet's such a savage. They're dragging John Elway, because back in the day, he was owed money by the team. And the owner, Pat Bowen, offered him ownership stake in the team for the money that was owed to him, and he declined it. So if he would have taken the 20%, it would have been worth $900 million when the Broncos sell. Elway would have got a payout. Instead, he made $36 million.
You know who else happened that happened to? Magic Johnson had to pick between Nike and Converse, like when he was like in his second year. And Nike offered him stock because they didn't have enough money to pay him at the time. And he went for the money with Converse, and he would have made some billions. It was like $5 billion worth of stock.
Would you ever take like a deal like that? Would you ever take ownership in a team or a franchise if they didn't have the cash to pay you?
I mean, you'd have to believe in the product. If you believe in it, then I don't see why not.
Back in the early 2000s, I don't want to say the name of the restaurant, only because I could probably get sued, even though this is all true. Can you be sued if it's all true? Well, you can be sued for anything.
Right, for sure.
You can be sued. Do you know that if you talk negative about like a restaurant and say you should never go there and eat, you can be sued?
Really?
Yeah, that's defamation.
Defamation.
Yeah. So even though if it was awful, so I called my buddy, an attorney in Vegas, and we were talking. He's like, you got to be very careful, because if you say don't go eat there, they can sue you.
Hooters, the name is the restaurant you're talking about.
Well, it's well, it'll give away the story. So back in the early 2000s, just to show you that it's not recent, I've always connected to the offensive line. We had an offensive line show. It was with Jerry Wunsch and Jorge Diaz. Matter of fact, John Madden used to talk about it. The offensive line show and the third string tight end, Todd Yoder. And Todd's like, Randy, I can't do your show anymore. I'm like, why? He goes, because John Madden is ripping us on Monday Night Football. I said, Todd, they're ripping us on Monday Night Football. Are you kidding me? This is the greatest thing ever. So this was a Mexican-themed restaurant.
Okay.
And they paid us in stock. So we were getting, I don't remember how much, 1,000 shares of stock every week of the show. And we were thinking, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't Chili's, right? Because then it would have been okay. Well, then they went out of business, and we had a bonfire with all the stock, and it didn't do us any good. Not that John Elway thought that about the Denver Broncos. Yeah. I'm sure he figured the Broncos would still be around. But, definitely a mistake by him.
Yeah, definitely a mistake. If a team gives you a piece of their, like, that's crazy. I don't. There's no way that's true. That can't be.
Yes, oh, I believe it.
That can't be true.
I believe it.
He couldn't turn that down.
I believe the fallout, I believe it was Doug Williams with the Buccaneers and Hugh Culverhouse. And Hugh didn't want to give him cash. He wanted to give him property, like an investment in the malls and all that kind of stuff. And he turned it down. And how would you like to own, you know, a portion of that? But yeah, right?
Wow.
Yeah, most expensive donkey on the planet.
That's crazy.
But we could go on and on and on with those stories.
Yeah, you know, people didn't think like that back then.
Right.
Now it's so commonplace.
But nowadays, players are taking, like, options of contract negotiation with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
But that's not looking to
get. Yeah, I'm not sure.
But a couple years ago, the Carolina Panther, lineman, he did that. He took his half of his contract.
Half of his in Bitcoin. Bitcoin's terrible,
right? Yeah, so it's not definitely it's not worth doing.
You know, I trust it, though. You know, I understand that you believe in a product. You think
sure.
It's going to do well.
Sure. I was watching an episode of Shark Tank, and a guy had it's like loungewear, only they're sort of sweats. And it was kind of a silly, you know, niche thing. And they started talking, and he said, well, I used to I was involved in a startup company many, many years ago, and my wife made me sell out. And I had X amount of percent. And they said, do you mind telling us what the company was? And he really didn't want to. It was Under Armour.
Oh, wow.
So it's the same thing. So, you know, he sold his whatever share, 10% for X, which would have been XXXXXX,
right.
You know, now. So, you know, you don't think.
Funny enough, a good buddy of mine I went to college with, his dad is was like the CFO of Under Armour. And so I remember when they went public. And he was like, bro, my dad just made $500 million.
Wow.
And I was like, dang. Oh. I was like, golly, it's crazy.
You don't think.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the drummer that quit the Beatles because he just didn't want to do it. And, you know, and then they bring in Ringo Starr. I'm sure 30, 40 years ago, he would have liked to have, you know, bounced right in there. So scheduled on today's show, two of the three of us will be able to handle this interview with Juliana Miller. Who the episode was last night. A great fight.
Great episode. Yeah.
Shut up.
Great show. It's my favorite.
It's your favorite one you've watched this year.
It's my favorite fighter.
John Dodson is going to be on.
John Dodson.
Why are you laughing?
He's going bare knuckle now.
He is going bare knuckle.
And people are calling him out already.
Well, that's
big name. They got a big name coming over to the bare knuckle.
And then your good friend Dave Manley, as they just released. His name's not Dan. His name is Dave.
Whatever. As long as he until he puts the Naked Pizza Man into character figurine statue form.
I've already told him that if he even mentions it, he'll no longer be on the show.
He'll call me the Naked Pizza Man instantly.
I'm sure he will. So that's the three. A great episode last night. A lot of good stuff to talk to Juliana about. The fight was incredible.
Yep.
Even to the point, and I know you don't know this because you didn't watch it. It's the first time that I ever remember. I don't want to say saw because I don't remember. Dana brought the person out and was talking to Juliana after the fight.
Now, I thought he was going to give her a contract right there. But, you know, instead.
Look at him pretending like he was.
Forrest just kept eating it out of the bowl of candy on the table. And like I thought they were going to give her an instant contract. They went three rounds. They gave her the third round, which is what Bare Knuckle started doing when they first started. They were doing five rounds. Then if it was close, they would go six. They haven't done that since, like, BKFC 1 or 2.
Since one.
But I thought I loved it. I thought it deserved a third round, and she killed it. And I love the fact that she was half Brazilian, half American.
I figured that.
And so my daughter was born in Brazil, so we have a lot of connection there.
Well, you don't have connections. You have.
She's now my favorite fighter. And I did watch the episode.
Now, obviously, you did. So Patty the Batty, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, so Patty the Batty, you need to help on this. Patty the Batty has tweeted that he wants to do, and again, I'm not offended by the word podcast, but this is not a podcast, but whatever. He tweeted, send me some recommendations for podcasts to do next week. And if enough people tweet that particular show, he'll do it.
Okay.
So let's get behind this. And everybody out there, tweet Patty the Batty. And since he's sponsored by Barstool, which I know how much you love them.
I would love to beat Barstool dudes. Man.
But you couldn't do it.
What do you mean I can't do it?
All right.
I can.
All right. How about we set you up in their fights? They do that thing in West Virginia.
Yeah, the rough and rowdy.
Against
the
no-namer.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Against the no-namer.
But, well, I don't fight no-namers.
Well, you're a no-namer.
I'm not a no-namer.
Well, hold on a second, and I'm being serious. Man. Hold on a second.
Are you going to go out there naked?
I'll go out there anyway.
Listen to me. You're a nobody. Go fight somebody, and then you'll become a medium body. And you have to work your way up.
I'm already in a fight camp. I'm down to 179. I'm fighting in August.
Looking good.
I would love to fight the chump from Barstool Sports, but I'll take Kluckemeyer. I'll take anybody. I don't really care.
Who's the chump?
Huh?
Who's the chump at Barstool?
The Dave Portnoy, the pizza dude, okay. Right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
So he's the one that goes and trashes pizza businesses and trashes their
family.
He
doesn't trash pizza. He
rates them poorly based on the city, the location,
the
color of the hair, the waitress, the age of the lady that took his order at the counter. He holds all that stuff against the score. He hurts his family businesses, and that's their livelihood. I've dedicated my career to defending the people in our industry. He's destroying it.
But you,
I must destroy him. And I don't even need him to accept the fight. I just know that when I see him, I'm going to knock him out.
No, you're not.
I will.
No, you're not.
And I'll go to jail for it.
No,
absolutely,
you're not.
I would
pay $50 to watch that.
Absolutely, I'll go to jail for that. The pizza guy.
I would pay $50 to see him go to jail.
The pizza diet guy who eats nothing but pizza, coming out at 46 years old,
in the
best shape of my life, and I'm going to smash that dude.
Defending small pizza businesses.
Defending the industry.
Here's what this moron says, okay? And I say with, well, it is very respectful.
That dude don't want to know this.
You are a moron.
Caleb, they don't want to know this.
So I'm just turning you off. I'm just turning you off so I can get this out. So this moron thinks that Dave Portnoy should call the restaurant and say, I'm going to be coming Tuesday at 4 o'clock to rate your pizza. The whole object of it is that you show up whenever, and it would be the same pizza. Just like now, if you come into this establishment, as bad as it is, if he is here, the pizza is made differently than when somebody else is making it.
I'll give you a prime example. Yeah.
Can I finish?
No.
All right, I'm turning you off then. Because I'm going to finish. So I can't get him to understand that that's the whole object of it. You know, when the reporters come in and do a food test, they pop in when they want.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you know. If scouts wanted to come see you, it would be nice if you knew they were coming. Mm-hmm. But the whole object is they want to see you when you don't know that they're coming.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, the baseball scouts, they're up there all the time and whatever. But this chucklehead thinks that he should call.
So you can kind of get your best.
Yeah, no, that's not realistic. It's not realistic.
No, here's realistic. Realistically, my walk-in cooler is down right now. I have all my produce from the walk-in in this deli case right here.
What does that have to do with anything?
It changes the humidity. It changes the way the deli rises.
I understand that. No, like, hold on. I'm going to turn you off again. Listen to me. I understand if he was to walk in right now and you would tell him, hey, listen, our cooler's down, we're having problems, blah, 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 blah. And he may or may not.
That's
not
what he does.
But then I might agree with you.
But you don't know if I have a supply chain issue. You don't know if I can get the right mozzarella cheese because the vendor's back order. So if my supplier says, hey, I got a mozzarella, it's not the same one you order from us weekly, but it'll keep your doors open. Sometimes you have to make those adjustments as a business owner. Here's my gripe.
Hold on. I'm going to turn you off again. You're making this up.
Turn me off for?
This is a great sports show, isn't it? You're making excuses now for something that you had a problem with years ago.
But here's what I'm saying. Yes, on a fundamental standpoint, yes, it should be the same product every single time. Every person that works here should be equally committed to the process and to the product. They should be trained by the owner to represent the brand, and everything should be perfect in a perfect world.
Are you done?
No.
Nobody
my
cares.
My point is, if he comes in unanimously and he gets a pizza, then he should call the owner, say, hey, I'm here at your place.
Absolutely
I would
not.
Like for you to put out your representation of your family business and rate the two pizzas together side by side.
Absolutely
and then get a
not.
Median score
absolutely
and say this
not.
Is what it is overall.
Absolutely not.
Because I'll tell you what, I make a pizza better than anybody else in this place.
Listen.
It's texture, it's layering, it's portion.
I understand what you're saying from a perspective of it's become really, really big, right? And people look forward to his ratings and it's like a thing now. But I get where he's coming from as to where it's like, everybody else doesn't get the chance to come call and say, hey, I want this, your best representation. But I just get to walk in.
Owner makes it after the
fact. And like, you know what I mean? And so it's one of those things where it's like.
But the owner makes it after the fact. And he's biased. He's a dude from Boston. He only likes it one certain way. He doesn't like Chicago style. He doesn't like Neapolitan. But that's the point. And then he rates it and goes on a score and then he runs away. He has no skin in the game. And these family businesses have to deal with those low scores because of his bias, because of his opinion.
It's his opinion.
But his opinion carries weight now because of the internet.
I get what you're saying. I get why you feel the way
you're wrong.
I'm still going to knock him out.
Because there are things
I'm still going to knock him out.
Yeah, so I get it.
Take the fight, Dave.
I would love to set it up.
Anywhere, anytime.
I would love to send a cake with a nail file to you in prison.
What?
I would love to send you a cake with a nail file in it while you're in prison.
I can tell you this, man. If I go to prison, it's going to be federal prison because I need a steel toilet so I can make my dough and I can make pizzas in jail. Because the porcelain toilets with
people. All right. We need to hit a break, and then I need to ask you a question, Caleb, that just happened over the weekend at Tropicana Field. Big controversy, and I'm curious about your opinion. You know I have a strong one. We won't listen to Matt's, but I'm curious what yours is, and we'll do it when we return. This is Knockout Radio. I love Dave Portnoy, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapso. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Quick from the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from, what's the name of this place?
I don't know. You got me
Domino's?
Worked up. I'm angry right now. You got me
from Domino's?
Pissed off from the fight.
From
heart rate's elevated.
When, so what happens when Portnoy comes to Tampa and swings by here and gets a slice.
Bro, he won't come anywhere near me. He was in Miami. Didn't he come to the media row?
Because he was scared of Matt.
You're damn right. You think I care about a charge? Like, you think I care about going to jail? Like, it's principle, man.
All right, we better change subjects because I've seen him like this before.
I'll break this table.
It's not pretty.
Last time I broke the studio, I was like
he did.
Like a caged gorilla dog. He did. Like, you don't understand. Like, this is not a sport to me. Like, this is pride. It's principle.
All right, speaking of pride, thank you. That's the best segue you've ever done. So I only know a little bit because I don't follow the news. But allegedly, because I don't know for sure, some of the Tampa Bay Rays players, I guess, took off the Pride logo over the weekend. It was Pride Week, the big parade. Mm-hmm. The parade just happened, right? Or is it coming up? No, when did we find out about Mick?
He just voted for Mick this week, so it has to be coming up soon.
So it must be this weekend.
Must be.
All right. So, but it was Pride Weekend, and some of the players took their logos off. And as an athlete, can you do that? Should you do that? What are your thoughts?
A similar situation happened in Europe. There was Paris Saint-Germain, a soccer club out there. They had their own Pride Week, and the numbers were the rainbow colors for the flag. And a player decided not to play in the game because he didn't want to wear the jersey. And I think that's probably the best course of action. If you want to, you're not okay with something, you don't disagree with something because everybody has their opinion, I think go about it that way. But the ripping off of the thing is going to be looked at as like disrespectful, and then you start getting into the optics of it, you know, because you can feel how you want to feel, but you have to understand that you're a professional athlete and that's big business, so there's a certain way you have to conduct yourself.
But how can a player just say I'm not going to play?
You very well can.
Injury.
Well, no, it's not an injury. It's because they don't want to wear the logo.
I mean, just be like, hey, my hamstring.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like Brian Griese fell down the stairs tripping over a dog.
Yeah, okay.
Guys do it all the time. Yeah. Yeah, guys do it all the time. I'm not playing.
Interesting. All right. See, I would have a problem with that. Being me, and you know me.
No, yeah, I understand.
No, my thing is, you just said that you're willing to go to, and I don't want to get back on the subject, so promise me we're not getting back on the subject.
I'm getting back on.
Okay. You said you're willing to go to jail for what you believe in.
Yeah.
So then you're not willing, if you're going to, you say, I'm not playing because of the logo. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's easy for me to say because I'm not an athlete.
I mean, it's not an easy choice to make, you know, but again, it's like, if it means that much to you, that you would rip it off, like, I can't even be seen with this, I think, optically, the better way to go would be to say, hey, I'm not putting that on. I'm going to remove myself in the situation.
Because yeah. Right?
Now it looks combative.
Just because the team embraces it, they shouldn't. Yeah. You know, as an employee, like you don't have to embrace the team embraces.
It doesn't mean that, oh, my gosh, I'm wearing it, now I'm supporting this. Like, this is the uniform. Like, you... Let's say, you know, there's a sponsor for your team.
Well, but it does say you're supporting it.
It does.
You know, that's sure. What I just said to you off the air, that, you know, you can be okay with it. You know, everybody has a right to be, to do, to whatever. But by wearing the logo, you are supporting it.
I don't think so.
I think so. No. I think it says you've...
I don't think so at all. Because they put lots of things. It's an advertisement.
Right.
It's like a...
No, it is advertisement.
You go on a plane... And they have a sticker, Virgin Airlines. Are you supporting Virgin? Like, you're getting on a plane. Like, there's stickers on things. It's an ad. That's how I look at it, you know. It doesn't, everything that they put on a logo that we wear doesn't mean, like, I'm supporting that thing.
Well, but it's you just, don't have a choice. I mean,
exactly, that's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, so, right. Like, they didn't have a choice.
Well, they do.
And that's
what I'm saying. They don't have a choice, but they peeled it off.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you know, how it plays out. And depending on who the player is, because as we all know, depending on who you are, I mean, Tom Brady could take something off and nothing would happen.
To be honest, he took his clothes off this week.
Yeah, how about that? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, on Thursday, I guess he unveiled his new clothing line, which is underwear. Mm. So it's him standing, I guess it was like a kitchen.
In a bathroom in
like
his house
sticking
or something.
His butt out, and you're talking about his undies, and it was pretty funny.
Tom did not see that. Okay, Tom.
Going all in.
Tampa Tom. No, but I will say, though, one last thing on that topic. I just lost my train of thought. But, like, I will say, though, it's interesting that they're taking that hard of a stance on it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm kind of interested to see where it goes. You know, I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, you do what you got to do. And, like, you know, hey.
Well, I mean, and not to go backwards in the sake of saying it just for shock value, but hasn't there been times where they've done things in, like, for support of the police or things that have happened, like Black Lives Matter protests and things like, haven't they done professional teams?
Yeah.
They've done things in support of.
100%. You know, yeah.
So it's just the different.
Yeah, exactly.
Cause, that's but same frame application, same process from the corporate office, from the league to the teams to the players having to conform or not conform or take a knee to, you know
like
stand
against
something.
Let's say
they put
a BLM sticker on it and somebody says, I don't support BLM, and takes it off. It'd be a big deal.
Right. No, it would be a big deal.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And just because it's on your helmet, I'm not thinking, oh, I support that, or I do. I think it's one of those things where it's like, you play for a big corporation, it's big business, and you got to take what comes with it.
Do you think that's one reason why the NFL allowed so many different statements and not just, because wasn't it like BLM and, you know, rights, and, you know, there was like five or six or eight different things you could put on.
Yeah, everybody has the thing that they're, you know, championing for. And I think, I'm just back, it just came back to me now. So what I was going to say about the six guys who took the stand or whatever, I think for them what they got to deal with is the court of public opinion more than flack from their team or teammates. Because if they did that, I'm sure people in their organization know where they stand on that issue.
Right.
If they can, you know, take that stance on it publicly. So I think they're going to have to deal with more Twitter and people talking about it on the news.
But do you think athletes really care about that? I mean, some do.
Yeah,
some do.
It affects you. Like if every time you go on your socials, because social media is a big part of any athlete's life.
Sure.
Especially in today's day. So if you're constantly on your socials, that's like a second part of your life, and all you see is negative thrown at you, it affects anybody.
And I'll use a personal story from my family's experience. Like,
well, I want to hear Caleb's personal story instead. No, I'm kidding.
So
he looked like a puppy dog. Like, oh, okay.
So my daughters are 9 and 7, yeah. And my oldest. Growing up, rainbows are cute. They love rainbows, and they have all kinds of rainbow things, like rainbow shoes and rainbow this
nine
and rainbow.
9 and 7.
You're 9 and 7. 10 and 8 next week.
Right.
I mean, okay. So Morella is really into, like, she was really into rainbows. I mean, she has flip-flops rainbows. And then we went to the store, and she saw these Adidas that were Pride supportive shoes that were in the rainbow colors, and it was Pride specific.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a comment. I said, you know, it's really crazy how it's just like normalized now on TV. Like everything, like the traditional family matrix is kind of not there anymore. If you watch TV, it's sitcoms and it's girl and girl and guy. And it's like, and so it's all these different things. And I was like, you know what, girl? I was like, you're at the age now where what you wear actually represents who you are and what you believe. Like being 10 years old, if you keep wearing the Pride supportive colors just because you think it's pretty, people are going to think a certain way about you. And so then she made a decision not to buy the shoes because she has made a decision that she's into boys. She likes boys. And so she didn't want to show that support. And she's 10. You know, so I think as you get into sports and with money and sponsors, I think depending on who you are as an athlete, I think you might get flack from some of your sponsors on the back end if you support something openly.
But what you're speaking on is she's going out to go buy something. She's going to go choose that thing. You're not, as an athlete, you're not making decisions on what goes on your jersey. You have no say in that. Other than your last name. And also, you don't have say in that because whatever whatever league your legal last name is what has to go on the back of your jersey. Like when Ocho Cinco got that, he got fined for having Ocho Cinco on the back. That's why he changed it legally. So you have no say on what goes on your jersey. So you're not, I don't think you should have that responsibility falls on you. But if you take it upon yourself to do that, power to you. You know, I think everybody should stand up for what they believe in. I think those guys made a stand, and they're ready for whatever comes with it. To make that stand, you have to be ready for what comes with it. And we know today it's a lot.
Sure.
It's a lot. So
I think you can support something without wearing the logo. You know, Mick is one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
Hopefully he is the Grand Marshal, because he should be, because he is flaming, and we all know that.
I voted for him.
I voted for him numerous times. I started new accounts just so I could vote him, you know, whatever I need to do.
Whoa.
I didn't say I jumped sides.
That's why Elon Musk is like canceling his contract with Twitter, because all the fake accounts. People like you.
They're not fake.
Oh, half the president's followers are apparently fake.
Well, that could be, but my accounts aren't fake. I just have more than one email.
That's your president.
No, my president is the putz that's there now. I hate when people would say that. He's not my president. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not.
If he's American. American.
Did I ever tell you the confrontation? I don't know if you were with me. It was in New York City, Times Square, and a guy is wearing a mask, and he skates by with a sign. He's not my president. And I said, who's not your president? No, I said, take your mask off. Let me see what you look like. He pulls the mask down. And he goes, now what? I go, no, I just wanted to see what you look like. I mean, that's all. But people that are like, he's not my president. Yeah, he is. Whether you like him or not, he's your president.
Yeah.
Whether it's the last one, this one, or the next one. So that's our president.
It's true.
I don't know how I got off on that tangent.
You know what's crazy? Have you guys ever watched a Joe Biden speech or interview?
No.
It's pretty crazy that they say he's president, though. Like, he can't even get through sentences.
They don't say it. He is the president. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we know that he's not like...
all there?
Yeah. And like, there's people behind the scenes kind of handling things. But, like, we just all accept, like, he can't talk. When he tries to, like, remember his lines, he can't even remember. Like, it's crazy.
We know.
It's crazy.
And then former President Bush, did you see him a couple of days ago?
I saw him.
Where he said the wrong country?
Uh-huh. And he's like, I'm 76 or whatever it is.
Cut me some slack.
Yeah, and I'm with him, man. I'm with him. That's why, it's crazy.
All right, we may talk some sports when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Monty Irvin. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. There's a difference, and I knew you were going to say that. There's a difference when you get a liner from somebody that's like 25. I've had some football running backs that sounded like that. Monty Irvin was probably 90-something when he did that liner.
Wow.
I believe he was the oldest living Hall of Famer when he did that liner. From right up the street, Brooksville, he used to come down to the Trop. So, you know what? I hope I'm still talking at 90.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what?
I don't think I want to be around at 90.
That's
a lot, man.
It is. I'm hoping to be here.
Biden still be president at 90? Well, how old is that guy?
I mean, with technology these days, who knows?
How hologram.
Big ups real quick since we're a quarter of the way into the show. The Tampa Bay Lightning down 0-2.
Yeah.
Fought back. And I'll tell you what, they've looked good the last two nights.
Dominant. Yeah,
great comeback.
Dominant.
I mean, really, again, I watched some hockey finally. When the goalie starts playing better, like the team is, it's a different hockey team. I think he struggled those first two games, and that's kind of what let those guys in, and he's been playing better, and the team looks good.
Now, conspiracy theories.
Losing point hurt, obviously.
Like, do any of these teams give away games so they can get more extra games in a series to sell more tickets, to sell more TV revenue? Like, is there any new pro athletes?
Not since the Chicago White Sox, I think, has that been proven.
I mean, guys make so much money now in sports that there's that whole thing about throwing games and stuff like that doesn't really exist. You work too hard. Especially in that situation to go to Stanley Cup Finals and to go win a championship, guys who haven't done it, you're not going to throw games because the team wants to sell more tickets. I don't care what y'all want to do.
Yeah, it's...
I can get hurt. That's more wear and tear on my body. No way.
Now, again, we do zero research on this show.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I do. You do less than I do, and I do none. Did Jerry Rice really come out and say what I was told he said about the 0-2 Buccaneers?
What did he say?
Well, there's been a lot of people that have said the 0-2 Bucs that it was fixed, that Super Bowl. I think some of the Bucs have said that.
They're going to take Tony's Super Bowl away?
See how he always starts crap?
What? Dungy had that was the best team he's ever assembled.
Except for he didn't assemble that moron.
Oh. I mean, for the most part.
What?
How
do you figure that?
That's
let's talk.
Dog.
Yes.
That's
see,
my dog.
See,
no, I don't want to get it. So what were we talking about?
No. I'm going to poke him in the eye.
That's my Nigerian right there. Yeah.
Just one time when he says something stupid, be offended and punch him. Okay?
It's just practice. I'm ready for point now with that.
Okay, so Jerry Rice.
John Gruden brought in, I believe it was over 24 players that changed that team. Yes, the team was good the year before, but that team was never going to win a Super Bowl. Never. What John Gruden brought in, Keenan McCardell, Michael Pittman, Joe Jaravicious, changed that team.
I mean,
they were good without him.
It's like the Bucs this other past year. We had the same team, and then Tom Brady comes in with the same, pretty much same team for the exception of Antoine Winfield Jr.
Gronkowski.
Gronk.
Fournette. You want me to keep going?
Okay.
That team doesn't win without everybody that came with Arians.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with you. But at the same time, all the guys that were there before that were banging, like, Cutter. So I see the argument from both sides.
I don't.
I do.
I literally don't see the other one because this is what people have said. If you're going to say that was Tony Dungy's team, well, he didn't draft Sapp. He didn't draft Brooks. So you can't have both sides. He took them. And again, I personally don't really care. Yeah. You know,
he got a championship ring.
Right.
But how is it fixed? Like, what was Jerry Rice saying? Like,
yeah.
Like I said, I didn't look up on it. Maybe you can do it, Google it during the next break. But, you know, I guess many people have said that. Now, just because John Gruden knew the plays, just because the Raiders didn't change their plans, their plays or anything, and Gruden saw everything that was coming, that doesn't mean it was fixed.
Yeah, you do a better job of keeping your stuff together.
Exactly.
Everybody's trying to get an upper hand. Like, I don't even consider that cheating. If there's a chance for you to get an upper hand, you take it.
Sure.
They should have done a better job keeping their stuff in-house. Like, we get told when we get our stuff, like, if you lose your iPad, it's like 15 grand
in
fines, you know? Like,
sure.
Can't you leave a piece of paper with the first 15 plays laying around? That's trouble. You're on a road game. you're in a different city. You leave it at the trading table. Somebody sees, take a picture, send it out.
But there's a difference, and I'm not saying this happened because I don't think this happened, but there's a difference between them leaving it and you breaking in and stealing it. You know, if they were to, if somebody was to break in, you know, to a building and steal your playbook, that's different than you leaving your playbook on the counter at Tournament de Pizza.
Yeah, I feel you have better security.
Well, I would still think more people would be coming to your apartment than coming to Tournament de Pizza. So so you might be safer to leave it here. Huh? What?
Yeah, nobody's going to come here.
It's checked out.
I'm looking at the, it is fixed. I mean, they're saying Bill Callahan rigged it.
Why would the head coach of the new team rig it to lose?
I don't buy that at all.
That's when Tim Brown's in agreement with it. Changed the offensive game plan the day before from a run-heavy offense to passing. So, for saying that, yeah.
Where would it behoove him to do that, though?
I don't buy any of that stuff.
I don't.
Man. It's all BS. People aren't – you. I'm not cheating myself out of the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
It's my first time. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That's so ridiculous to say. Like, nobody's doing that.
Now, I don't think that they threw the game on purpose, but let's just look at one play in Seattle when Seattle played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he threw the game, but why would you throw and not hand off to Skittles?
Yeah.
Obviously, stupid, right? Like, everybody knows you hand it off, but I also understand the aspect of
everybody knew he was going to hand it off.
A surprise.
No, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, he's our best player, Russell Wilson. Pete, I believe Russell Wilson's our best player. I want to put the ball in his hands to make the play to win the game. It's like the thing that people argue LeBron for and Jordan. Jordan's taking that last shot. You know, he's not handing off to Marshawn. I don't care. Who can be on the inch-yard line? I'm throwing it. Patrick Mahomes, when they get in the – they're, like, on the two-yard line, shotgun. Find a way to throw it. So I see both sides. Stupid. Hand it off. Get the touchdown. Two Super Bowl rings. But I get why he did what he did, though.
I don't. But, again, I'm not an athlete. I don't read it. You know, if I got lynched
there – as an athlete,
there,
you're pissed. Everybody in there is pissed.
Sure.
Everybody's pissed. Everybody's pissed. Like, nobody was happy about that. I know guys who play on that team, like, they're still bitter. They hated that loss more than they enjoyed the win.
Sure, sure.
The year before, 2 years ago.
How much, if any, would Tom Brady's legacy be different if Seattle won that Super Bowl?
I don't think it would be much different.
I mean, you know, he'd have, what, 6 instead of 7? You know, it's just a number. That would have changed anything?
He might have won more. He might have had 10 more now. If he lost that one, he might have came back in a different fire.
When we come back, over under for when Gronk makes a decision. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, I don't know if this is a conspiracy or a conspiracy theory or whatever. Rob Gronkowski is pulling in what I believe is the veteran move.
Okay.
All right, he's a free agent.
He is.
He's not holding out.
He's not.
He's not doing anything wrong.
These are voluntary OTAs. Or not.
Well, this is not voluntary. This is mandatory.
They're mandatory now?
These 3 days, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, are mandatory.
Lamar Jackson's not in OTAs. This is his first time. This is the final year of his rookie contract. He's not required to be there until Tuesday.
Then they may not be having mandatory minicamp. if it's mandatory, it's mandatory.
But is it set by each team or is it by the league?
Well, no, it's set by the
CBA.
Right, but I'm saying their CBA is what is optional and what is mandatory. So they may Baltimore may not have their mandatory till next week. Right?
Next week.
Right.
Certain teams start. Everybody starts at different times. Based on if you have a new coach. You know, some people let the veterans come in later. Like, there's different. So different teams start at different.
Weeks. When do they give walkouts like me a try? Like, when do I get to go out and show what I got?
They don't have those anymore.
Do you see what Aaron Rodgers said?
No, what he said.
Speaking of Skittles. So they went and asked Aaron Rodgers a question yesterday. I guess yesterday was their first day of mandatory. And he goes, I'm just here so I won't be fined. it was pretty funny.
So Rob's not doing anything wrong right now.
Right, he's not. Thank you for bringing it back because I already forgot. do you not find it strange that his mural is still on the stadium?
No.
Really?
I don't think it's weird at all.
Well, no, I think he's coming back because of
print
that.
Cost. I mean, it costs to replace that. Like, that's a lot
of
money.
That doesn't mean anything. They'll replace that quick. Right. They got the money.
If they knew that he wasn't coming back, obviously it would be down. I think they're also believing, you know, 2 weeks into training camp, two days left of training camp.
Yeah, like a couple of days before the season starts.
Right.
I'm sure they're keeping tabs on him. They know he's working out, doing what he's supposed to
do. Yeah, he's working out. Like, I wonder how many beers he drinks a day and, you know, what party's next. And I think he's coming back.
Yeah, I think so,
for sure.
I think so, too. I think as long as Tom is kicking around, I think he'll keep playing with him. And when Tom walks away, I think he'll walk away, too.
Yep, and I think Jensen goes with him.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys will go.
No, for sure, for sure.
A lot of guys will.
Fournette out there yesterday talked about, I'd already left to go do some things, but a little heavy right now. You know, he said he wanted to be a little bit heavier, but not quite that. But he'll drop that in, 2 days of being out in the sun?
Yeah, you have to kind of pack on the pounds when you're playing in Tampa because that heat will get you. The toughest training camps I've ever had were in Tampa. We go to other places and go do joint practices, and it was like a break. Other than Jacksonville. Jacksonville was just as bad. But everywhere else, it was like a day off because, like, practice is easy. It's not that hot, you know?
I should get to either Jerry Wunsch or Jorge or one of those guys from back in the day where they had the two-a-days and three-a-days, you know, out there at the University of Tampa. And so these are tough, but now do three of those in a day.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. I don't know.
Background is real football.
I don't. Yeah, whatever.
Did that offend you yet? Come on. I want to offend you.
So, I hate that. So dumb.
Got him.
It's so dumb. Anyways. No.
I just clarify, it's so dumb or he's so dumb?
You hear that sentiment? Oh, back when it was real football, like, no, that was stupid. Why are you doing that three times a day? then you can't walk when you're 50 and you wonder why. Like,
right.
That's not, like, you can get a great product on the field without doing that to your body.
That's why 25-year-old running backs sound like Biden. Like, can't get words out.
You know
stumble.
What I'm saying? Like, no, that's stupid.
So what if he said back when you could hit? Because you really can't hit.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. I think there's a lot of – and I get why. Again, the NFL is as big as it's ever been. It's the biggest sport in the country right now, definitely. You know?
For sure. So easy. Yeah.
Yeah, easily. And so people want to see points. Offenses are going crazy. You need your quarterbacks around the field because there's a big difference between Patrick Mahomes and somebody else, Tom Brady or somebody else. And they're like, hey, they're making people turn on the TV and come to these games.
Sure.
You can't get hurt.
Look at the rules changed when Brady got hurt that year.
Yeah, they made rules for him and Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Brady had the one where – Brady's rule is the one where you can't tackle at the quarterback's feet anymore.
Right.
And then Aaron Rodgers' one is you can't lay on the quarterback after a sack. So you have to sack him and roll off. And I'll give the defense credit the way they've adjusted over the last few years because every year it's a new rule of how they can't hit somebody.
Yeah.
And the way they've adapted is pretty incredible.
It's insane.
It's pretty,
you know, to be honest.
But that's a testament people don't understand. Like, they're seeing these rule changes. You're moving full speed. You hit a guy, and you have to turn your body on. Like, that's a hard thing to do. And those athletes are just crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree. To me, it's ridiculous.
I agree.
You know,
I think you should, you know, get rid of the ball. Don't get hit in the mouth. You know, like, put the onus on the guys to block better. And, like, there's so many. Even as an offensive guy, there are some times you get a rough in the passer and the guy just literally jumps up and touches the dude's head, like, barely. Like, rough in the passer 50. I'm like, I'll take it. But that was crazy.
Right.
I'll take it. But that was wild. Though.
And what I've always said, you know, when people say that and they're so upset at the quarterback or they're so up, you can't blame a player for the rule.
No.
You know, just the awful rule that cost the Cleveland Browns. It's the rule. Yeah. It's not anybody's cheating. It's a bad rule. Yeah. And until the rule is changed, there's nothing you can really do about it.
But I think you're 100% right. Come across the middle. Like, how do you not lead with your head or your shoulder? Like, you know, two guys are trying to, you know, get at each other, and they collide, and their heads hit accidentally, and then they call it spearing or targeting. They penalize them, or they eject them out of the game. And if you're moving at that speed, those big of guys, like,
that is one.
So hard to stop that.
I agree with the targeting rule. There's some. The older I get, you know, like when I was younger, I was like, oh, that's stupid. The older I get, dudes were getting lit up.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, sure.
Dude's helmet's getting knocked off. And now I see those, and before I used to be like, that's cold. Now I'm like, ugh.
But
like, that's not good.
But I can see spearing. I mean, if you're going to, like, they're on the ground and they dive head first, you know, I can see those old tactics are like, you know, there's no rule for that. But coming across the middle, two guys collide, it is what it is. Like,
well, the targeting ones that you're talking about, like when the receivers
get, like a defensive receiver, that's what I'm talking
about. Right, but if a corner or a safety is going full force to them, just like we were saying about a D lineman going to a quarterback, mm-hmm. how are you supposed to watch the ball sail over and then be able to, like, an airplane and change direction on a dime as well?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Right.
But they do it, though, which is incredible. It's impossible, but they get it done. It's crazy. So it's, you know,
the athleticism, like, it's unbelievable. It's,
people will never
at that level with that kind of weight moving around like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to cut
on a dime like that, it's wild.
I'd like to see, like, Atkins or Lester Hayes or John Lynch or Jack Tatum, Ronnie Lott, any of those guys playing today's game.
Yeah, it'll be that. They might not be as great. I mean,
they wouldn't be.
They'll adapt for sure because, again, they're special players and people adapt and change and they'll be better. But those big hits, like, it's just not, it wouldn't be allowed. And that takes away a whole aspect of your game. So,
well, because fear of running across the middle when you know you're going to get laid out.
That, like, was the box.
It changed the way the offenses box.
For sure.
The game.
100%.
How would the NFL have made money if they wouldn't have been able to DVD all those biggest hits?
right.
Yeah.
You get that manila envelope on Wednesday, but your video is going to be available for sale.
It's like 7 minutes of guys just jumping up and tapping hell.
You know, it's almost like the NFL has evolved with the times that we're in. Back then, people liked the barbaric. They wanted these. Football was sold as gladiators. You're going to come. You're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be physical. You're going to be bloody, broken fingers, popping back into place. Those are the cool things. Now it's, I caught 10 passes for 250 yards.
right.
But like, that is impressive. Now, I don't care that you can hit hard.
Like Scott, you know, Brantley. Like,
but
do you honestly believe if somebody went to a Blockbuster, if they could find one that was open and still in business, that if they had one DVD of greatest touchdown passes and one DVD of greatest hits, you think they're going to go to the offensive one?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Today? Yes.
Today?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
I don't.
Go watch Tavon Austin's high school highlight tape. You think differently. If you, when you watch, just, I'm telling you, like, go look at Patrick Mahomes highlights.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's, like, it's those phenomenal. Things
are there, like, when you see and watch in detail, like, the angles they're throwing these balls in and the tight holes are fitting it in. It's crazy.
You get me the greatest offensive play of all time, and I'll rewatch Clowney's hit at the Outback Bowl, you know, where he destroyed the quarterback and got the fumble and picked it up. I'll watch that before I'd watch a touchdown.
No. Go watch Eli Manning throw the ball to, I think it was Mario Manningham on the sideline. Like, literally, the sideline, he may be an inch away from it. The DB has his hand and is on top of him, and the ball just, like, it's just, those things are crazy.
Yeah, and,
like,
it, and it's crazy. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And I would watch
it's like art.
I would watch it if I don't have that greatest defensive.
But then Elway getting hit goal line doing, like, the twirly bird into the end zone.
But, like, I mean, this is almost like a perfect, you know, like, you're the generation before me, and that's when you were growing up. That's, like, what it is. Like,
thank you. I was going to say that.
He's like two or three generations.
Thank you for saying I'm the generation before. I love
Star Trek, so it'll be like the fourth generation.
You know,
Star Trek. I got to tell you some Star Trek stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And some Star Wars stuff.
Like, basketball, too. It used to be dunks. Now, nobody dunks anymore. Like, it's not a cool thing in the NBA. Like, oh, he can dunk really well. It's like, I don't care. Like, can you shoot the three? Who can shoot the farthest?
Would you rather see Curry shoot from half court, like he's going to do again tonight, or see somebody come up the middle against Bill Laimbeer or Robert Parrish.
Really? Just get crushed in the middle.
I want to see him do 15 dribbles and pull up, and just like this, and the ball. No. It looks like it's in the air for 5 seconds,
and he's already turned and he's running the other way.
It's incredible.
There's probably NBA alumni that don't even have paint on their walls in their house because of the Bill Laimbeer punishment in the paint. They don't even want a reminder. They don't even want to see paint in their life because Bill has controlled the paint.
Nobody wants to see that anymore. Like, it's just not.
Because I haven't seen it in a while. Because you don't see it anymore.
Yeah, because guys know now to be the star, I got to be able to pull up.
Oh, sure.
I got to have that range.
Sure. No, and again, it's different. The other night, Curry hits a shot. Well, before he hits it, the ball's in the air, like you said, and he's already turned and running the other way.
Yeah.
Thank God for him that it went through the hoop.
Yeah, I mean, there's times where he's done that and he's missed.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, that's his thing. And he makes it so often.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It is good stuff. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. When we come back, last night's Ultimate Fighter winner coming up. Then after that, John Dotson, who just signed with BKFC.
Big news.
And Dave coming on. Dave Manley to talk about the newest bobblehead. We'll do all that.
That was quick.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio. I did forget about it. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.